阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。在西方的职场里面呢，有一个词会经常的被提起 ，research。那么，不论你是从事什么行业领域，那么经常都会说：“我们先来做个 research 吧。”这句话会随时被提起。你是设计师也好，程序员也好，这个市场从业者、运营人员也好，都会听到这句话。那么 research 呢，其实对很多人来说，这种调研听起来离我们真的是非常远，但是这样吗？其实也不一定。很多时候 research 只是你平时已经在做的形式而已，那么只是你没有意识到。那么足够刚刚够的 research， 刚刚够的调研，达到你的基本目的，其实就是我们大部分做 research 的这种目的。今天我要和你分享一本书，叫做 Just Enough Research， 将刚刚好的 research 就是这个它的中文名字，中文应该没有翻译。那么这本书的作者呢，叫做 Erica Ho， 是美国的一位研究学者。那么这本书啊 Just Enough Research 也是设计行业用户体验设计、交互设计软件领域的一本必读的经典几乎所有的设计师都会推荐的一本书。所以我们来分享一下这本书的一些简单的情况。那么为什么要去做 research， 为什么要去做调研？那么简单来说，就是你想知道自己的判断是不是对的。 You want to be right，对吧？你想知道自己是正确的。而且大部分人，我们是很喜欢自己的判断、决定和理解是正确的。但怎么去保证这种正确性呢？调查就是 research 呢，是一个基本的一个策略。那么 research 这种形式有很多，有generic 就是整体的这个 research， 然后呢也有这个比如说设计领域会有具体的用户访谈是 research， 这个可用化测试是 research， 这个竞争产品调查 competitor research 也是 research， 等等等等都有。然后包括你发一个 survey， 发一个这种调查问卷也是 research。 那么这些都是，那么为什么要去做 research 呢？最基本的一点就是是去指导你的决策。 The whole point of research is to inform decisions。 那么你想知道为什么，比如说对人的 research， 你想知道人为什么是这样去做事情的，然后背后的原因是什么。如果是做推出一个产品的话，你想知道这个产品到底能不能用所以这个如果要更准确的说的话， research 呢其实是去用证据去影响决策。那么这就是 research 的一个基本的概念。那么research 呢有之前，比如说有准备阶段，然后呢之后呢有具体的去使用不同的方法等等等等这个都有很多的这个分类我觉得就不在这期节目里面展开来讲了，因为这个话题属于一个比较相对来说比较专业一点或者偏职场领域的一个话题。感兴趣的同学呢，不如去收看我的这个之后YouTube 上的英文视频也有中文字幕的那么可能会有更直观的感觉。那么最后我想和大家分享一个关于这方面的一个例子。比如说前段时间呢，有很多朋友去问我自己的职场上的一些困惑。那么有的朋友是生了小孩在家带了一年的孩子，一两年的这个小孩，然后想要重新回到职场，但是想要切换赛道，那么不知道这个决定正不正确。然后也有的人呢已经开始 准备切换赛道了，然后学了一段时间，学了几个月的这个相应的新领域的这个课程，但发现感觉有点不太适合自己，有点迷茫。那么其实我觉得这都是可能是因为 research 不够。那么我们做任何事情第一个阶段一定是 research。 那么比如说一个设计师他的基本的思路可能是先做 research 然后再做设计，research design deliver， 然后呢再把这个设计变成可用化的这个稿子。一个建筑工吧，一个做盖房子的，那么一开始他要在后花园里面，在自己的花园盖一栋小屋，那么一样的，他第一步不可能直接就去抛砖盖瓦了，对吧？那么第一步他可能是先做 research， 先知道自己要做什么样的房子，然后要花多少时间，然后他可能有一个 plan， 然后 planning 就是计划的这个阶段，然后再之后呢他才有具体去建房子的这个阶段。所以第一阶段一定是 research， 而且 research 呢不一定只是在电脑上去查资料，也有跟人去聊天交流。那么我个人有一个理论啊，就是叫十、一百、一千、一万的这个理论。那每个人都知道一万小时啊，这个是你要成为一个领域的专家必须具备的这个时间啊，最好是推荐具备的这样的一个时间。但那如果你说好的，那我有这样的信心，但是不是一来就开始去投入那一万小时呢？那个投入是不是太大了？我的理解呢是先投入十小时去做这个调研，去跟这个行业的人找四五个人去聊一聊，然后去查一些基本的资料，去提出一些问题，然后去回答这些问题。这个行业是做什么，适不适合自己，哪天的工作是什么样的，怎么找到第一份工作，薪资如何，市场怎么样等等，这些问题你都回答了，你确定了这个方向比较适合自己了，那么也感兴趣了，那么再继续深入，再花第二个一百小时，那么这一百小时呢，去深入的去把这个领域呢，去完整的走一遍，梳理出它的这个知识架构和体系和这个技能体系，然后呢，之后一千小时呢，就是把每一个知识架构的领域呢，把它深入到自己能够独当一面的程度，那么通过这样的积累呢，最后有一万小时，这是我的理解啊。以后我再深入，但第一阶段投一个十小时一定是 research。 好的，更多呢希望大家去收听这期英文节目啊，就是在 YouTube 上搜索 Bear Talk 狗熊有话说，可以搜索到两个频道啊，我的一个中文一个英文的频道，建议大家两个都关注，那么两边呢都会发布这个一些新的感受体会，读书的分享等等。好的，谢谢你的收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。Welcome to Bear Talk Channel. This is Bear and this is Molly. She cannot stop to away from my desk. So I will record a video with her together about this book.One of the must read book for all the designers, especially for product designers and UX designers, Just Enough Research by Erica Ho. This book was stayed on my to read list for a while, and just during the holiday.Of this new year, I finished this book and feel, wow, that's so good. Just as a context, Erica Ho is the researcher for so many years as the expert in this field. She shared a lot of insights.Around what is research and how we can use it to help our design process. And she wrote this book and got it published a few years ago, I can't remember. So the first edition probably maybe a decade ago, and still so useful and popular. So, and it's become one of the best in this field. I think I might not the best to summarize this book, so probably the author would do
the best job of summarizing this book. So if you search just enough research on YouTube, you will see her speech about this book. So around like half an hour, and you will got all the juice from this book. But as my personal book review, I want to share something that I feel really useful for me as a product designer. So this is the high level types of the research that we might be able to use, like as a researcher or as a UX designer, maybe A/B testing, usability testing, interviews, and other parts maybe also quite relevant, like we can do some competitor research, competitor analyze, and usability testing. Yeah, so that's our types of the research that we want to do. But let's take a step back about why we want to do research. And normally we want to know our assumptions and the real world, what's the gap between these two parts, and we want to get this gap as closer as possible. So that's the major reason that I want to be right when we make the design decision, the product decision. We want to make it right. So that's a major purpose of why we want to do the research. And from the note of this book, I got user interviews, usability tests, and also other parts. But I just want to share five things that I find really useful, or just like blow my mind about research. So the first thing is survey is hard. Surveys are the most difficult research method of all. This has really changed my mind. Before, I thought survey is so easy, right? You have all available tools like SurveyMonkey, Google Form, and everyone can get together a survey and send to someone and get some sort of data and start to work. But from this book, from this sharing, we find that it's not that easy, because if you want to make it work, there are a lot of science steps behind survey. And yeah, and if you want to get a right results, like you have to follow some formula like this one. I don't want to explain what it is, but it's so complex. So yeah, again, people are so easy to be attracted by cheesy, easy data, but maybe not useful. And survey is one of the tools that may get you distracted. So yeah, this is the one thing. This is the first thing I've learned from this book. The second thing actually is really useful is insights. So the more you understand about the real problem, about the constraints, about the limitation, the better decision you make and the more convincible you are. So that's the explanation of this quote. When blue sky thinking meets reality, reality always wins. So yeah, so useful, so powerful. User interviews. We might be involved in user interviews a lot as a UX design, product designer. So there are a lot of useful tips, but one thing that I've learned the most valuable is to note specific language and terms that you hear. So that you can better reflect user needs and priorities, behavior patterns, and mental models, which means quotes from interviews is the most powerful insights, most powerful part that you can get from the interview. Next is competitor research. This one is really interesting. It's about when we do competitor research, maybe it's in the beginning or before the design process starts. But she suggested that we might able to test our competitors, like how they do before we ideate our concepts. So you can test the competitor's product before you even put pencil and paper. So that's a great point. Like if you want to do some feature, I just find some direct or indirect competitors and test it with other people, with my potential customers, so that I can see, oh, this is the opportunities and these are the pitfalls that I want to avoid.
Right.
Data. So this part is about decision makers preferable stuff. Molly, could you quiet a little bit? Thanks. So this part is about decision makers love data. So if you can get some data available for you to share, it will help you to make any progress on the arguments if you're involved with the decision makers. And this one is also quite impressive. NPS is not a research tool, it's a marketing tool. Before that, I do sometimes use NPS as something to measure the performance of a product, but actually it's not that relevant, because the first rule of research is that you don't ask what people think, you don't ask their opinions, because normally the answer is not reflection for the truth or what they want to do. So for example, everyone loves her horse, right? But who will buy a horse? How many people will buy a horse? Everyone hates ice cream or sugar or like junk food, but how many people will buy junk food for dinner during the week, right? So this is something I think really great to learn. Right, just enough research. I think time is not enough for this book for me to summarize this book. So I highly recommend you read the book, pick up a copy and share something. And then if you feel not enough, can check the summary by the author, Erica, to find more insights. And thanks for watching this video. I hope it's helpful for you. So if you're on your design journey, why not to subscribe my channel so that I can share more about how to become a UX and product designer in the future. This is Bear. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next video. Bye.